holding of Sunday, when the Sunday law is here. The seal of God is the holding up of Sabbath when the Sunday law is here. Therefore, the seal of God is prophetically identified when the Sunday law arrives. Early writings, 43 and 44. I saw that Satan was at work in these ways to distract, deceive, and draw away God's people just now in this sealing time. I saw some who were not standing stiffly for present truth. Their knees were trembling and their feet sliding because they were not firmly planted on the truth, and the covering of God Almighty could not be drawn over them while they were thus trembling. Satan was trying his every art to hold them where they were until the sealing was passed, until the covering was drawn over God's people, and they left without a shelter from the burning wrath of God and the seven last plagues. God has begun to draw his covering over his people, and it will soon be drawn over all who are to have a shelter in the day of slaughter. God will work in power for his people, and Satan will be permitted to work also. Satan is now using every device in this sealing time to keep the minds of God's people from the present truth and to cause them to waver. I saw a covering that God was drawing over his people to protect them in the time of trouble, and every soul that was decided on the truth and was pure in heart was to be covered with the covering of the Almighty. Early writings 43 and 44. Brothers and sisters, once again, one of the things that's being conveyed in here is that the sealing time is progressive. It's one of the false ideas that we're going to look at that's upheld in Adventism is that everybody's sealed right at the very close of human probation, just moments before Michael stands up and says, "It is finished." But Sister White clearly, and the pioneers clearly understood, that the sealing was a process of time. It was a sealing time. And here we see a covering being drawn over the people. Now, this may be a poor illustration, but I don't watch baseball on television any longer, but before I was a Seventh-day Adventist, before I was a Christian, I watched baseball on television, and I can remember times when during a baseball game, the rain would come in, and the groundskeeper would have to go out and take a tarp and drag it all the way across the grass and the dirt in the stadium to protect it from the rain so it didn't get so muddy that when the rain ceased they couldn't play. But this covering, it wasn't instantaneous. It required them going out and bringing the rolls of tarp out and pushing it and dragging it. And this is certainly not what